Sarita Kanchandani suicide case. Note names. 5 for mental torture. SET probe reveals. Sarita Kanchandani's FIR details. Sustained harassment and coercion. Legal experts weigh in on coercion and abetment to suicide laws. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. A victim's suicide note, uncovered by the Sprouts News SIT, names 5 individuals. Jia Goplani, Ulhas Folki, Dhananjay Bodare, Shivani Shukla, and Advan Raj Chandwani, for mental torture and false framing. The FIR alleges sustained coercion, leading to the extreme step. Police are investigating under BNS sections for abetment to suicide. Exclusive. Sprouts News, SIT uncovers coercion case. Suicide note. Names 5 in harassment. FIR. A shocking case of alleged mental torture and coercion has been uncovered by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT. The incident, registered under FIR number 600/2025 at the Bossari MIDC police station, involves a victim who was allegedly pressured to end their life after being falsely implicated in a financial matter. A detailed suicide note names 5 individuals as responsible for the extreme step. Chronology of harassment and coercive tactics. According to the First Information Report, FIR, the victim was subjected to persistent stalking and intense psychological pressure for several days. The accused individuals were consistently present near the victim's residence and other locations, creating an environment of constant fear and surveillance. This sustained campaign of harassment is detailed as a key factor leading to the tragic event. The situation escalated critically on August 28, 2025. Around noon, the victim was reportedly taken to a terraced deck by 4 individuals. Under duress, and in the presence of these individuals, the victim was made to give a statement, an act documented under specific legal provisions. The suicide note, a testament to mental anguish. The most critical evidence in this case is the victim's suicide note, discovered on August 30, 2025. The note explicitly states, Jia Goplani, Ulhas Falka, Dhananjay Bodare, Shivani Shukla, Advan Raj Chandwani are responsible for my death. It vehemently denies any wrongdoing, asserting, I have not done any wrong. I have not taken any money. Jia Goplani, Ulhas Falka are framing me false. They have mentally tortured me to reach a level to give my life. This document serves as the primary evidence of the extreme mental torture inflicted upon the victim. The findings of the Sprouts News SIT confirm the note's authenticity and its pivotal role in establishing the motive behind the victim's actions and identifying the perpetrators. Legal proceedings and police investigation. Underway. The case has been registered under relevant sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, pertaining to abetment of suicide and criminal intimidation. The Bossari MIDC police have initiated a formal investigation into the roles of each named individual. The police are examining the sequence of events, the allegations of mental torture, and the circumstances that led the victim to feel cornered. The investigation will focus on verifying the claims within the suicide note and the alleged coercive actions of the accused parties. The Sprouts News SET's initial findings have been crucial in bringing the intricate details of this case to light, ensuring a thorough judicial process is followed. A sobering reminder on mental harassment and accountability. This tragic case serves as a grave reminder of the devastating real-world impact of mental harassment, false allegations, and coercive pressure tactics. It underscores the urgent need for robust legal and societal mechanisms to protect individuals from such intimidation and to hold perpetrators fully accountable. The Sprouts News SIT remains committed to monitoring the developments of this case as the investigation progresses.